And good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Unleashed Radio Hour. I am your host, Ron Klinger. Hey, I made it through the muck and the mire and the water that is Houston. Hey, we can take some of that rain, put it elsewhere. We don't need any more. But listen, we're here to lift you up. We're here to brighten your day on the Unleashed Radio Hour. You're dialed in. You're listening to Bloomberg Business Radio on Business 1110 KTEK. And again, this is the Unleashed Radio Hour. I'm your host, Ron Klinger. Listen. I beg, I plea, I'm groveling to some of you out there. I see folks, I see Rachel's already on Facebook. Kelly Joe's out there, follow along with me on Facebook. We're going to move that over to our Facebook profile for the show. But in order to see us in the future, you got to move over and like the page on Facebook. I'm begging you, I'm imploring you. This is a subliminal message. You will go to Facebook and like the Unleashed Radio Hour. That is, you will go over and like the show on Facebook. Hey, if you're out in the Twitterverse, you can always follow along with me at Ron Unleashed. And again, I say this every show. Every show we do is produced as a podcast. If you missed any of our shows, well, we missed you too. You can go out to UnleashedRadioHour.com, and you're going to want to dial into that because you're going to want to be able to see what we've been talking about. We're going to dig into jobs again today because it matters here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. We'll be right back after these messages.
Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Call 855-719-3094, 855-719-3094, 855-719-3094. That's 855-719-3094.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We're back in the saddle here. Wait a minute. I always have to have an early presence to make sure that the little red whistle is or is not working like usual. So it's a standard day here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. All right, hey, all seriousness aside, hey, we're going to have some fun today. I've got folks, I literally have folks dialed in many different zip codes, different states, different regions around the United States here following along on Facebook. Love it. Hey, you're dialed in here. It's 1110, Business 1110 KTEK. This is the Unleashed Radio Hour. This is a production of Motivational Transitions. You can always learn more by going to motivationaltransitions.com. Okay, real quick, and I mean really quick and very rapidly, I need to connect to you. I have, and not just because of the presence of some of the folks here in the room, but I said this 3 weeks ago. I have felt moved, compelled, called to serve in this show, and in doing so the last 3 weeks, focusing on the job market, focusing on those that are in between jobs. If you missed any of those last shows, again, my bad joke, we missed you. You can go out and listen to the podcast at UnleashedRadioHour.com, at UnleashedRadioHour.com. That's where I need you to go out. That's where I need you to listen in. Hey, if you know someone, get on the horn, call them, tell them to listen in today. Tell them to go out and listen to the podcast. This is about helping those who are in between jobs. This is what this is all about. And it's not an easy thing. Hey, that's why I'm trying to be helpful. That's why I'm trying to give information. That's why this show matters to me, is to be of service to help those that are in need to unleash their career and their business. Now, listen, going back real quick, 2 weeks ago, quick tips that I gave. Hey, where's the gift in your in-between status? Have you found that gift? And if so, to me, it's defining, which was step two. What is it you really want to look for? If you don't know what you're going to go fishing for, you can't catch any fish. It's that plain and simple. You're not going to have the right bait, i.e. your resume, which segues me into the show that we did last week, making it all digital, because we live in a digital world. No, I won't go on Madonna. I could take material world to digital world, but I'll spare my guests in studio from that. And Andy, I know you can help me with that. Can I get an amen?
Amen!
See, that's how we roll here in the studio, having fun taking care of business. But listen. In all seriousness, again, I know that there are people that are out there that woke up today and wondered, what am I going to do? Where am I going to go? Where do the bills get paid? We're talking reality. We're talking life. We're talking people that are in between jobs. We're talking individuals that may or may not have asked for the current situation that they have found themselves in. And what I know to do, what I care to do, is to put information on the airwaves that helps people identify how to take action, how to move forward, and how to unleash everything that they need and want from life at this point in time. And if you don't have the J to the O to the B, it's going to be hard to have some of the M to the O to the N to the E to the Y, the money, to take care of doing those things that we need to be able to do, even the basic needs that everyone possesses. So I went fishing. And because y'all got a little bit of water up north, I hope that doesn't impact you, right? And I reached out. I have heard about for several years now of a wonderful ministry program. It's Between Jobs Ministry. And you can go out to unleashedradiohour.com. The link to their website is on the show site, all right? So I'll butcher it if I go out to give it. But I have the pleasure today of having with me Dr. Roy Farmer, who is the pastor of Pastoral Care, and Nick Mulbauer. Did I pronounce that correctly,
you
Nick?
You got it, buddy.
Can I get another amen?
Another amen!
we're going to turn this into church here real quick, all right?
Hallelujah.
Yes, amen. So, and Nick, I love that. You are a lead encourager today. You're here and what you do with the Between Jobs Ministry program, correct?
Yes, sir.
And Dr. Farmer, how long have you been involved in this program?
Started it over 24 years ago.
And so I'm dialed in knowing that this has been a challenge that individuals have had over time. This isn't a new problem, but our job market today is very different, and I'm sure you've seen the ebb and the flow of that over time. So real quick, dial me in. 24 years ago, why did you decide to start the program?
Because we had 16 men in our church that were hurting bad, them and their families. Mm-hmm. And the Lord laid on my heart to start this, to meet with these men, to encourage them, and to help them to stop looking into the past, but to look into the future, because there's a job out there waiting for you, and to help them to find that gift and talent for that.
Amen. I'll give you an amen on that, because that's really what it is. It's more of a mental shift that needs to occur than anything else. And we're on the same page in finding that gift. And that's, I know that's, if you're out there listening, you're like, oh, Ron, this is such a great gift. I know that's hard to hear, but it's about the approach and the perspective that you apply. Yes. Yeah. So, yes. Nick, how did you get involved?
Oh, well, great story. I was doing my day job, if you will, which is helping people with their finances, and found somebody that had mismanaged them during the time of being between jobs, and that's a critical thing to help you get that patience back and get your gift back is not
don't,
having
don't,
to worry
don't rush
about
the, to go grab the 401k immediately.
Not having to worry about the M-O-N-E-Y, right? And so
right.
This guy had made some mistakes, and he had said, man, I wish I'd have met you sooner, and you should come down and meet Dr. Farmer, and Ed Bacon at the time was running the ministry, and see if you could help people make some of these decisions for no charge and no obligation earlier before they make any mistakes. And the Lord has taken that desire and turned it into so much more throughout the 15 years that I've been involved in the ministry.
So you guys have a lot of experience, a lot of wealth of knowledge. You've seen the good, the bad, the ugly that
yes.
being in between jobs brings into people's lives. And continue this ministry. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're just dialed in, you know, this is a part three series. Heck, I may turn it into four if I feel so moved next week. Oh, wait, it's my show. I can do that. But the need is real. You know, a lot of folks that are out there, Kimberly's out there, Rachel, again, appreciate you guys being dialed in, following live and streaming live out on Facebook. We're talking today about the Between Jobs ministry. To learn more, and you guys are part of Northwest Bible Church up in Spring, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes.
All right. So tell me, earliest programs, how did you just huddle up individuals who were in need? What did that look like early on?
Well, we made a lot of contacts with these people. We invited them to come, and we advertised in our bulletin that we were going to be helping them.
Right.
And it took a little while for them to get the trust, because their self-image has been hit, and they didn't want to hear I've said to them again, "What's wrong with you? Why don't you have a job?" And so slowly, for 10 years, it was real small within our church body. And then over 13 years ago, we had so many requests from the outside that we opened the doors, and there are now over 6,000 active participants in that ministry.
Wow.
And as you get a job, you're taken off of that list, and those that come for the first time are put onto that list.
Wow.
And we're there to help these people find out what it is God has for them, and to encourage them and let them know that there's a job out there waiting for them, and we're here to help them to get ready for that job that God has for them.
And I think that's the critical piece, and if I were to take a little bit of what you said and kind of throw it back in your direction, you've created a safe haven where people can come in, feel supported,
right,
hear what they need to hear and their ears, to rebuild that psyche, to get back out, to get active, and recognize there's a part of a bigger plan here.
Right. We're trying to help them to realize that the past is gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've got to look to the future, because what you do in the future is more important than anything you've done in the past.
Yes. And I'm kindly reminded of that because I have kids. And I remember, and it was in, oh, goodness gracious, my Disney movies are escaping me rapidly. But with Simba.
Lion King,
right? When he gets clunked on the head. What was that? It doesn't matter. It was in the past, right? Yeah. And I mean, but sometimes, you know, we do take those are little you know, there's an impact and a dent in our own personal armor that the best thing I know to do is to get around other people and not be by yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and that's the great part about our ministry that we have, is that so many people come, and the way we get them to come up so we can talk about forgetting the past and moving forward and rebuilding their self-confidence and self-worth is the fact that over 13,000 people in the last 13 years that we've been measuring it have reported to us that they've got a job.
Yeah.
And so people get referred to our ministry, and they come because they want to get a job, and that actually happens through the ministry. And it's that that actual result that drives people up to us, where we can then really work on the other things that are holding them back,
right,
from achieving that job and that success. And we average, over the 15 years I've been there, we've averaged almost 60 brand new people a week.
Wow.
Showing up to this thing, and we did the math before the show today. It adds up to almost 45,000 Houstonians have joined us for this ministry since I've been a part.
Yeah, and again, that's the thing that I know, which is part of why I do the show: find a need and endeavor to meet it. And Amen. And that was the call to service that this ministry has put before for you. And I can't help but think, ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there, listen, you have questions, you want to get involved in the dialogue, please feel free to do so. You can call in here to the station, 713-785-1817. That is the local telephone number again, 713-785-1817. And if you're outside the region, because we're streaming live online, you can call the toll-free number at 877-881-0271. And once again, that toll-free number, 877-881-0271. We'd love, get involved. You've got questions. Here is a perfect opportunity. This is, you're not just like a fly by the night. You've been doing this for over 24 years. And yes. And I guarantee you, and what we want to do here, we're going to go to break in a second. But when we come back, what's some of the key things that you've learned that we want to talk about when people are in between jobs? What are some of those key things that have been learned? What are those tips? What are those things that if folks are dialing in and listening and they're in this position today, what are some of those things from your experience when we come back from this break can help them shift that perspective, can help them get started? Because they may not be here in the Houston area. They may be somewhere else. I know for a fact I've got people listening in Ohio that are in between jobs. So how do we get that to take place? How do we broadcast this? Because guess what, ladies and gentlemen, this will be produced as a podcast. So this will have a life beyond today with the intention and hope of intention of helping to serve those that are in need. You're dialed in, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Unleashed Radio Hour. This is our third edition where we're talking about jobs and being in between jobs. And how can you take action today to have a better future for tomorrow? You hear the music? We're going to run to a break. We'll be right back after these messages. Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
Looking for straight answers to your financial questions? Tune in weekday mornings from 8 to 9 for Straight Talk Money, hosted by Mike Robertson. No hype, no infomercials, just plain talk to give you the information you need to make you a better investor. We may not be able to control the future, but we can learn to control how it impacts us. Listen to Straight Talk Money, hosted by Mike Robertson, weekdays 8 to 9 a.m. on Business 1110 KTEK.
Did you know that 63% of homes contain allergens from cockroaches? And that mice spread potent asthma triggers found in 82% of homes? It's true. Common household pests are major offenders on the list of indoor allergens. Learn what you can do to help your family breathe easier. Visit pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America.
This is Business 1110.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're dialed in here. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour on Business 1110, KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio here in Houston. Hey, thank you for taking the opportunity and the shot to listen in today. We greatly appreciate that. Today, we're continuing the journey in the series. I've felt compelled and called to continue is talking about folks who are in between jobs, talking about strategies. Now, listen, I'm going to put this out there, too. I don't think you necessarily have to be in between jobs to have this information help you. I think this is career advice, whether you are a recent high school graduate, because we've got them, those graduations are taking place right now. We've got recent college graduates who are trying to get out there, and we've got people who are in career transitions or in between jobs. So this is kind of one of those, I call it a little bit of a life lesson than just a targeted lesson. But the reality is, we're dialed in today, and when we're listening, we're learning about wonderful years of experience with the Between Jobs Ministry from Northwest Bible Church. Dr. Roy Farmer is with us, as well as Nick Mulbauer, who is the lead encourager, right? You got to have encouragement.
I've never heard it
times.
Called that awesomely. Mm-hmm. I wish I could have you follow me around and introduce me at the ministry.
Hey, I can be that life coach, you know, like the Subway commercial. And you, ladies and gentlemen, now coming to you live is the lead encourager. But when we went to break, we put it on a tee and we talked a little bit at the break. I guarantee you there are some themes, yes, some tips and strategies, yes, that you have seen that stand the test of time, that when people are out searching or looking, that can be of help. What are some of those you can think of?
Well, some of the things are, we got to help people to realize that they're an original, not a copy of somebody else.
I'll give you an amen to that one.
That they have gifts and talents and skills and abilities. And we're there to help them through life coaches, through counseling, through teaching classes. And we do that with college students. We do that with people who are in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. And we've helped people who are in their 70s for the first time realize how gifted and talented they are. That's why we've had over 13 books published. that people have published who did not realize they were writers.
Wow.
And now have got those books published. It's to help these people to realize and to see themselves not through their eyes, but through the eyes of God, and realize how precious and how much they're needed. Because the world desperately today needs the originality that only you can provide.
I agree wholeheartedly, 100%. You know, and I think that ties in, ladies and gentlemen, to one of the things that I discussed 2 weeks ago, is one of the key pieces. And if you're in between jobs, looking for jobs, not only do you need to define what it is that you're looking and try to figure some of that out, but the first thing you must do is know thyself.
That's right. Then you'll find out that you need to find 5 to 7 areas that your skills will transfer to.
Absolutely. Because most people don't stay in one specific industry their entire lives.
You look down one path, it'll dry up on you.
Amen. Amen.
That's right. And to your original question, you know, just some of the key things that we start with that build the foundation of the ministry is step one. Anybody looking, whether you're 18 years old or whether you're 70, you have to get spiritually prepared. You have to be ready for what's coming. You know, being between jobs is not a great time, whether you've never had one or whether you lost one. You have to be prepared that's not a great time and be able to walk through it. Secondly, you have to get focused. You have to know who you are, what you want to do, and where you want to do it. And that's a big problem we get with lots of our job seekers, is they don't know the answers to those questions. Third, you have to write a resume that is accomplishment-oriented. You can't just list your skills.
Not duties.
Or your
not
classes.
Not duties-based, right?
Everybody that can do that job has those skills and abilities. You have to write down and show to your next employer what will happen when they use those skills and abilities. Lastly, we teach them how to network, which is still the best way, the most Amen. Effective way to find a job, and that revolves around becoming a giver, not a taker, realizing
right.
that networking is a process of helping and blessing the other person, and then they will want to help and bless you back. And that's really the cornerstone if you're looking for four key things to define what our ministry builds off of.
Absolutely. You know, and a lot of those key things, ladies and gentlemen, just put in a different frame of reference, but a lot of those things are in sync with some of the things I discussed 2 weeks ago. And what I love is the fact is we're getting it, where we're hearing from individuals. You guys are dialed into this day in and day out, week in, week. You know, 60 new people every week is what you're averaging. The need exists. And what I know to be true with a capital T is folks don't always get the opportunity to do the self-work before they do the real work.
Amen.
Yeah, I got an amen out of Nick on that one. All right. Hey, listen, you'll love this one. Hey, do that work. Find some place to plug in. If you want to learn more, connect unleashedradiohour.com. Hey, because you don't want to just leave it all. You got to take action, but you do want to make sure you have a little prayer in there.
Amen.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Okay, we're here at CreditRepair.com, the most recognized name in the industry for resolving credit report issues and getting those scores up. With me, I got Aaron. Aaron, there's a lot going on here today.
That's right, Justin. Last year alone, we had over 500,000 calls from people needing help with improving their credit reports.
And no wonder. What you're doing works, right?
It sure does. Our proven process actually can help remove those unfair or inaccurate items from your credit report. And on average, people who have used our service have seen significant improvement in their credit scores month after month.
So when it comes to getting things in life that you really want, like a home, car, or even a new job, the first thing lenders usually look at is credit. So don't let a low credit score hold you back. Call creditrepair.com today. And so what happens when they call?
Well, when you call, we're actually going to give you a free credit report, a free credit score, and a free evaluation to tell you what's going on right over the phone.
Call creditrepair.com at 800-231-1735. That's 800-231-1735. 800-231-1735.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back, in living color. This is the Unleashed Radio Hour. I am your host, Ron Klinger. I have two wonderful guests here who are serving and helping those between jobs through the Between Jobs Ministries with Northwest Bible Church, Dr. Roy Farmer and Nick Mulbauer. We're sitting here taking care of business today here on Business 1110 KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio. And as always, stay connected. If you haven't dialed in, we'll post additional information and resources out on our Facebook page. Just go out.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is an additional subliminal message. Go to Facebook.com and search Unleashed Radio Hour and like the page. Did y'all hear something there?
Sorry, I was too busy liking the page. Sorry, I was too busy.
Which you did, because I got notified that you did. Nick's already on board. He's on the choo-choo. He's on the train.
You begged me.
I begged you, right? See, look, that's what happens when you ask for a little bit of help and support, right? Sometimes somebody's going to throw it in your corner, which is why we're here today. Which is why we're here about helping individuals who are in between jobs who just may not know where to turn. We've given some tips. We've talked about the program. We've talked specifically about the Between Jobs Ministry. What I want to do now is kind of flip it just a little bit and talk about, you know, what are some of those success stories? Who are the some of those lives that have been touched and actions that have been taken as to where that takes place? And it looks like the lead encourager is going to take the lead on this one.
Well, I'll start. Dr. Farmer is just such a wonderful, wonderful man, and he hears these individual success stories. I can lead with some of maybe the just large term. I mean, we've had 13,000 people over 15 years, as we said before, tell us they found jobs. We had 15 people this week report to us that they've found new employment. The success stories, we have them every week, and it's really a celebration. It's part of our ministry. We have two rules in our ministry. One, you have to turn your cell phone to vibrate when you're there. And two is that you have to go back and work to work on a Thursday so you can come back on Wednesday and tell all the people that are just showing up about your success and how God has just blessed you with these opportunities. And we're blessed every week with anywhere from 1 to 10 people at a time coming back to tell the whole ministry how God has blessed them, the great job they got, how they found it, what worked, what they felt was less important. And we do a really great dance. I have to give a shout out to my good friend, my Texas grandma, Beth Mimi Smith, started a They Got the Jobs dance. And if you're on Facebook, you'll see
little
it.
Little
they got the
patch.
Jobs. But radio probably doesn't go so well.
It doesn't translate. Yeah, I had a hard time seeing you on radio. But if you're familiar with the Cabbage Patch, that's just about what went down in here, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. What are some of those other areas where people have come in? And I guarantee you it's been a transformative process.
Well, let's just look at, we've had over 135 ladies who were living in their automobiles going from parking lot to parking lot. And all of those ladies now have a job supporting themselves.
Yeah.
We had one lady that came here from Manhattan, New York, had been in a verbal abusive marriage, gotten out of it, had a restraining order, but she worked for the city of Manhattan, but she couldn't stop the man from beating her up. Mm. She said, I'm going to disappear from Manhattan. I'm not going to tell family, friends, or anybody else. And she showed up on our parking lot, and today we helped her to realize what an original she was, and she has a precious job supporting her and her child.
Yeah.
And all of those 135 have jobs now.
And you know, Dr. Farmer, thank you for sharing that, because I don't think most people out there, you know, we it's that point of relativity. It's that me, myself, and I perspective to understand that you may be in between jobs, but the depth and the magnitude and the volume of human character and those experiences that arrive at your doorstep it probably is about as diverse as you could ever imagine it to be.
Yes, yes.
You know, and that dialed me in that there's so much more than just, hey, I lost my job.
Yes, there's a lot more. We work with people on their finances. We have classes on it. We meet with them individually. And so many times that's the heart and the sincere problem that they have with a husband and wife. It's not the loss of the job. It's that thing of where their money is gone.
Yeah, yeah.
And we help them to get a budget and get themselves in order to see what it costs to live so that they're both working together as one to move forward.
Yeah, and it's that dance that has to be done in every relationship, and it's that dance that we need to take and run to a break. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. You're dialed in and you're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour.
Rejuvenate, be inspired, refresh. Sounds like some realities you want for yourself this year? Then embark this fall on a 15-day all-inclusive Mediterranean cruise of a lifetime with Business 1110 KTEK. Sail the pristine Mediterranean waters with celebrity cruises on the luxurious Silhouette. With thrilling stops in Rome, Naples, Jerusalem, Athens, and more, come experience sites like the magnificent Sistine Chapel, the historic Western Wall of Jerusalem, the beautiful Greek island of Santorini, and more. This is not just a cruise. You will follow in the footsteps of key historical figures and be engrossed in the sights and sounds of the societies that established what we experience today in government, culture, and faith. Come and visit the extraordinary cities of antiquity, 2,800-year-old ports, and more on a journey with the interactive vibrancy of faith and culture. Board the footsteps of the Apostles Mediterranean Cruise September the 22nd through October 9th. For more information and to register for this once-in-a-lifetime trip, go to business1110ktek.com.
This is Business 1110.
I should turn that over to you. We're rocking, we're rolling here, ladies and gentlemen, in studio. You're dialed in. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio. You're listening. See how long I've been in Texas? You are listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour here on Business 1110 KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio. You're streaming live out here on Facebook. I'm broadcasting live on Facebook. Right now, it's on my personal profile. In the future, in the very near future, I will transfer that video stream over to the website and to the Facebook page, Unleashed Radio Hour on Facebook. Make sure you connect. Go over, like the page. That way you can stay connected to all things that we'll be sharing. You know, we're dialed in here today. We've had an opportunity to share some success stories, talk about the program, the Between Jobs Ministry that is run through the Northwest Bible Church up in Spring, Texas, talking about all the lives that you've touched, all the people that have walked into your doors. I've got with us today Dr. Roy Farmer and Nick Mulbauer, the lead encourager.
I got to go with co-lead encourager.
I
hope Fred Jones, my co-lead encourager, isn't listening to this and hearing me take all the credit.
Well, we got co-lead encouragers that we can encourage. Tenemos los dos, pueden comunicar español también. Ah, yeah, you weren't ready for that. So when we went to break, and I'm transitioning back to your story, you know, let's talk about, and we can absolutely have the dialogue we had on the break. You know, what's going on in the job market today? What do people need to be mindful of? And how does that impact the actions that they need to take?
Yeah. Well, and especially around Houston, it's this thought process that this time is different. This one's worse. This one's going to last longer. It's, you know, over 15 years, and Dr. Farmer will agree over 24 yes. and longer than you know, there's been any number of rises and falls of industries. It's just the oil industry happens to reside here in Houston. The best part about Houston is that it's not just the oil industry as it was in the 80s. You know, we've got so many more industries here now. But you can go back, you know, this time isn't necessarily all that much different than 2000, 2001, when I joined the ministry after the tech bubble burst. We are not even above the numbers that we were at the ministry in the 08-09 housing bust. So although it feels different because this one's a lot more centrally located than the entire one in the country for 01 and 08, you know, it's not as different as it's been in the past. So a lot of the things we were taught to do to find a job and to locate our next position still apply today. Yeah, there's some tweaks and there's a lot of new technology yes. that needs to be navigated. But the job search itself isn't that much different. The job market itself isn't that much different than any correction in the job market we've had in the past.
Yeah. Yeah. And one of the things we can share here too. One of the things I talk about regularly, and again, it comes back to the same thing. We're saying the same thing, just in some parts different ways. It starts with you as the individual. You've got to really know and understand and be dialed in what you're going to go out and look for. And you know, I get it, folks out there. It's tough, right? It is tough. And that's why I wanted you all in here. That's why I reached out. That's why we've been doing this, to find out other perspectives and other ways, because that's how we learn, that's how we grow, and that's how we move forward. Yeah. And if we don't have a place to plug into, which is the wonderful blessing of your program, then most people are going to just stay idle at home, staring at a computer, wondering, well, what do I do next?
Well, that's why we're a family.
Yes.
And we're there to encourage each other. And that's why we teach them how to be givers and not takers.
Right.
And this brings about a whole new outlook on this whole thing now, because there are jobs out there. And that's why you need to have those 5 to 7 areas that your skills were transferred to, because we see people after people after person who comes and realizes, I'm gifted, I'm talented, my skills are transferable. I'm not just down one path.
I'm not pigeonholed.
There, that's right.
Absolutely.
There's an open door for me. And so that's where we focus in helping them. That's why the classes are taught. And that's why we encourage them to realize and to see themselves and come and get counseling with life coaches and with people. We have doctorates in counseling that work with us and everything else to find those areas. And all the other people that work with BJM are professionals. All those people that teach classes and stuff, they're helping these people to encourage them to realize you're a unique creation of God and you're designed to succeed, not to fail in this world.
And that's a hard message for some people to hear when they're down on their luck.
That's right.
And I think that's where that spiritual presence that you're talking about of mind, body, and soul that comes together that says,
yes,
hey, how do we take this and carry this and move this forward?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And it really starts, so the name of the ministry is just really, to me, ingenious, because it starts what we're trying to do as soon as you admit that you're going to drive to Spring, Texas, stop at Northwest Bible Church, and come into the Between Jobs ministry. Nobody that's part of our ministry after day one looks at themselves as unemployed anymore, right? Unemployed is a
They're
negative.
Actively working towards.
You are between jobs.
Yep.
If you want to use that, anything underemployed, right? You have a job. Everybody out there that's looking for work has a job. It's to find that next job. You need to treat it like a job. You need to get dressed like you're going to a job. You need to spend the hours like you're at a job. And we give a lot of great things to help people really hone in on that in the ministry. And just as far as, we build up the spiritual, but there is a today's job search element in there. We're teaching today's classes. We're reviewing resumes. We have a great hour-long class on how to write a great accomplishment-oriented resume.
Mm-hmm.
Networking, which I teach, we take that back to the old school. And networking really is for the folks that are listening. Don't believe the job search industry. Don't believe the HR department. Networking is still alive and well. The best jobs are still found not because of what you know, but
Who you know.
The state,
always will be.
That statement hasn't and isn't gonna change. I like to use Dr. Farmer's word there from Louisiana, gonna, when I say that. But we teach that class about networking. We also have classes on LinkedIn, how to set up a profile, how to manage your profile, how to use it the most effectively, working with recruiters, what's the best recruiters to work with, how do you work with them the most efficiently, working with life coaches, negotiating the offers, cover letters, you name it, we've got a class. And even more importantly for Dr. Farmer and I is we've got some of the best teachers on those subjects in the city coming
helping
up
you
every week for free.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
giving that information. They would normally charge, any other group that they were speaking in front of to give that class, and they're coming up for free for Between Jobs Ministry.
Absolutely. And and ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go in a little bit. I'm not a licensed counselor, but I've had some of that. And it's the classic. You first must admit that you need to find some help and seek and find that support. And understand it's okay. And I think that's the biggest piece that people get. It's that barrier that they bounce into, that they run into. It's like, and again, I go back to Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh. Woe is me, right? You have to be willing to get out there and plug in. And your program can't be the only program like this out there, correct? I mean, I've got people asking, hey, are they going to expand to other churches? Are there other areas even outside? I mean, 'cause there's the need and it's real.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And there's been, Dr. Farmer would know the number, but there has been any number of churches in the city, in the state, and from other states all around the country that have sent delegates
to learn
BJM
to
see what we're doing, to see how it's set up. And what generally happens in the city is everybody shows up wanting to start a ministry, hearing how great it is and wanting to do it. And then they show up and they see us after 24 years of tweaking and the Lord leading it where it's gone. And they say, there's no way I can eat this whole elephant in one bite.
Yeah.
And so there aren't a lot of active ministries around the city. There's several around, and you can just, Google Between Jobs Ministries around the church, around the city, and you'll find some. We're honestly thinking, we've been talking for a while now as a church and as a ministry of how do we use some of today's technology to maybe start podcasting some of this stuff where other churches could use it in other states and
webinars,
other cities.
Webinars, yeah, absolutely, and the like. And that is the nice thing about the technology that is out there to help you transcend, because like I said, I know someone, and if you're out there listening and you're not here, and getting to Spring, Texas, all right, on the northwest side of Houston is not a geographical option for you. Here's what I would like to say to you, and I'm going to flip the camera back to me, to those that are out there. Find any program in your geographical region that you can plug into. This is one example of a phenomenal program, of an opportunity to plug in here that we are blessed, and I say blessed, and I mean that wholeheartedly, to have here in the greater Houston area. But if you're out there and you're listening in, because this streams live on the internet, or you're listening to the podcast, or you're watching the video replay on Facebook, whatever the case may be, find a program between jobs, job support, if that's what you're out there doing, and I'm pretty direct. You need to swallow a little bit of that humble pride and say, you know what? I can't do this on my own. And you know what? Admitting that first step, I can't do it solely on my own, is the first step you need to take to reach out, to get out, to go out, and to begin to network, to begin to connect, to recognize we as human beings, we were not created to live and be in isolation.
Amen.
And we've got to go out, and we need to be around other people. Where no matter how introverted you might be, we're meant to coexist. And so in this process of time in need, go out. That's the wonderful thing about the internet. Google, search, find that program, find that resource in your community, in your neighboring community, and plug in. The one message I want to be loud and clear about, which is why I keep doing and having shows on this topic, inaction is a form of action that you cannot afford to deploy at this point in time when you're looking for work. It still is a form of action. It's doing nothing. And that will not help you change your status. That will not help you change your circumstance. You first must be willing to go out on faith, take that first step, plug in, and find a program, an organization of support to help you where you need it most. Am I dialed in?
Yes. That's correct. That's, it's can't do it alone is how most people end up finding us. Is that they've, very few people show up on our doorstep at the ministry on day one of being between jobs. It's weeks or months, and somebody's probably told them several times about it. But a lot of people show up because of that I can't do it alone. And what they find at the ministry is once they get there and see that they're not alone, you're not the only person in Houston, you're not the only person in the country looking for a job right now, you develop that mentality of not only can't I do it alone, but I don't want to do it alone.
Amen. Amen. So listen up. Hey, you want to get in? We'll have time for a quick question or two when we come back after this break. 713-785-1817 or toll free at 877-881-0271. It's time to boogie to a break. You hear the music rocking and rolling? We'll be right back. Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
Salem Media Houston is looking for experienced outside salespeople with integrity and a strong work ethic who excel at prospecting, setting appointments, presenting media plans, and persuading people to buy. Salem Media is a national broadcast company that sets the bar for conservative on-air content. If you'd like to learn about the sales position, please call Catherine at 713-260-3600 and reserve a seat at our lunch break job fair on Thursday, June 2nd. We'll be here from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can meet the management team, learn about the job, and have lunch on us. Then decide if you want to schedule a one-on-one interview. Reserve your seat at the Lunch Break Job Fair today. It's Thursday, June 2nd, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. here at the radio station. Call Catherine at 713-260-3600 or go to business1110ktech.com. Salem Media is an equal opportunity employer.
This is Business 1110.
This is the club version, ladies and gentlemen, of the Unleashed Radio Hour. Actually, for me, it's more the Houston Texans, J.J. Watt, turned down for Watt, who's making it all over the news today with everything that's going on because he puts himself out there, which we're actually going to talk about as a segue into today's conversation.
All right.
Now, listen, we've been preaching today and we've been teaching. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I need another.
Another.
And see, and that's how we roll here on the Unleashed Radio Hour, having fun, trying to share information, tools, and resources that this show was created to help you unleash your career, which has been the focus today, and well as your business. And hey, maybe that's an opportunity. Someone decides, you know what? I don't want to work for somebody else. I want to work for me. Hello, that would be me. That's what I'm doing, right? It's all a journey, folks, and we have to understand that process. You know, we've been fortunate enough. I've got Nick here with me. Lead encourager, ladies and gentlemen, co-lead encourager with the Between Jobs Ministry and the founder of the program, Dr. Roy Farmer. He is a pastoral care at Northwest Bible Church up in Spring, Texas, where we've been talking between jobs in your ministry, Between Jobs Ministry, and you know, key things that you really want people to, you know, we've talked about a lot today. And if you had to say, focus on these two or three things, what would those things be? Things that are in bits and bytes.
Well, for me, the first key thing would always have to be your statement from earlier. I may even steal that from you. Inaction is an action. So we get lots of folks that come up and say, well, I'm introverted, so networking isn't going to work for me because I can't just go up to somebody and say, hi, I'm Nick and I need a job. And what we really have to show them that introverted, extroverted doesn't matter to network, and networking is where the best jobs are still found. It's where the most jobs are still found. It's where jobs are created for folks that have the correct skills and talents and abilities that person that's hiring needs. And so we really have to focus with them, introverted or extroverted, that networking is not walking up and down the street shaking everybody's hand.
How you doing? Glad to see us. Not kissing babies and glad handing, right?
Yeah, it's not saying my name's Nick and I'd like a job. Networking is getting out there and blessing other people and giving to other people. You can be networking if your favorite charity is puppy adoption.
Yeah, and to that point, Nick, one of the things I always talk about, what you're interested in, your interests matter in your career decision. So if you're out there and you're looking, be active. The worst thing you can do is to sit home and stay home and not do anything.
That's
get
right.
out, find something that is of interest in you, and you're like, but I need to get paid. Yeah, well, guess what? If you volunteer, that's back to that, be a giver, not a take. How'd you like that, Dr. Farmer?
I love that.
Yeah. Hey, and more importantly, if it's your interest, you're going to enjoy having fun while you're doing it.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we're having fun here today, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to run to a quick break. Last segment. We'll be right back.
If you're using drugs or are addicted to pills or alcohol, you need help. You know that your addiction is harming your life, your job opportunities, and most importantly, your loved ones. You've probably already suffered from addiction's effects, and you know you need help. But breaking free from addiction is hard, even if you know it's what you need to do. And sometimes, it's just too hard to do alone. You need a hand from someone who knows what you're going through, someone who's there to help. That's where we come in. The Kick Addiction Network specializes in getting you the help you need to beat addiction once and for all. Our network of treatment specialists can help you get clean and have the experience and track records to show for it. And if you're struggling with addiction and have private insurance, your help may be fully covered. No, you're not alone. Take one small step and get your life back on track. Give us a call 24/7 at 1-800-KICK-ADDICTION. 1-800-KICK-ADDICTION. That's 1-800-KICK-ADDICTION.
This is Business 1110.
Shot. One opportunity. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we gratefully thank you for the opportunity and the shot that you took to listen in, to dial in either on Facebook today. What's up, Tony? How things going down there in Florida, buddy? I see you dialed in here. I got folks all over the country, friends of mine who have traveled late, great distances. Hey, today we're talking about the distance that many need to travel to get themselves back on their feet. People who are between jobs. I've got the pleasure, had the honor and the gift today having Dr. Roy Farmer, pastor of pastoral care at Northwest Bible Church, and Nick Mulbauer, co-lead encourager. He gets all excited here in studio when we do that. He's flexing his muscles right now. You can't see in studio, but I had to translate that. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to kick it, Dr. Farmer, back to you. And thank you for being a part of today's show. Thank you for the patience of working with me and my crazy schedule of getting y'all in here today. My effort has been to bless others with this show and this message, and you guys have been a great part of that. What would you really like people to know about and really take away from our message and what you guys are doing in your program?
I think God put it the best in the book of Jeremiah. I have plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. And when the world says hope, it's iffy. But when God says hope, it's going to happen because you're an original, not a copy. And God designed you to succeed in this world today. And that's what we want you to do, is to see yourself through the eyes of God and how gifted and talented you truly are.
Absolutely. And I'll give you an amen, sir, for that. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we've been preaching and we have been teaching here today. And that has been the sole purpose here of the Unleashed Radio Hour. And again, I can't thank you both enough. You guys got out in the crazy weather. You came out and joined us here in the show. And literally we're called to do so. Because I picked up the phone and I put in the call and we played tag back and forth. And listen, you know, I always like to, I cannot dance with that message. That was perfect. That was divine. That was on the line shot. So that if you're out there, my thought to you, ladies and gentlemen, as I bring this show to a close is not only thanking our guest, but I thank you for listening in. I want to challenge you and I want to encourage you. If you know someone who's in need, have them listen to this show. This is not about me, and I can confidently say it's not about our guest. This is about the message that we're called upon to give to help people who are in that place, who have that need to move, that are between jobs, to build themselves back up. And one thing that here's something. I always love to give a quote of the week. I can't go down that path with that. That was perfect and that was divine. But here's one that I found that I thought, actually two of them real quick I'm going to give. We were made wise not by the recognition of our past, but by the responsibility of our future. And one of the things that I believe wholeheartedly in it is your responsibility to wake up each day taking action, right? You can't sit back and wait for it to come to you. You have to get in the driver's seat. You have to take action to move forward. And that was by George Bernard Shaw. And then everything, hey, this is where I know some folks that are out there dialed in today. Every time I thought I was being rejected from something good, I was actually being redirected to something better. And that's what I hope that you will take away from this series, that we have been here trying to help you find that next step in your journey to unleash your career and possibly even your business. I want to thank our guests one last time. Thank you both for being here on the airwaves.
Thank you.
I thank everybody for listening in today. Hey, go out, listen to the podcast. Go to unleashedradiohour.com. Andy, ready? And until next week, see ya!